KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's cloudy and 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 85. Showers and thunderstorms redeveloping late tonight and overnight, and some of those may be severe. We'll have a low around 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. An accident early this morning on Interstate 29 in Pottawatomie County resulted in one person being sent to the hospital with critical injuries. According to the Omaha World-Herald, the wreck happened at around 3:45 a.m. just north of Council Bluffs. The vehicle ended up in a ditch. One person in the vehicle was transported to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. No other information is currently available. I'll have more news in just a moment.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindemann Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Matt can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindemann Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindemann Tractor in Atlantic.
A message relayed through the emergency alert system late Tuesday morning notified residents of Pottawatomie County about a phone outage that had affected their 911 landline service. According to Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Agency, the incident was caused by a phone company problem. Residents of Carson, Oakland, and Trainer were affected by the phone outage that prevented them from dialing 911 from their landlines for a little more than 2 hours. Cellular phone customers were not affected by the outage. Persons with without a cell phone and in need of 911 service were asked to go to their local fire station, where persons on duty could contact the proper authorities. Landline 911 service was restored by around 1:15 p.m. Tuesday. A vague note found in a bathroom at the AHST High School in Avoca Tuesday morning prompted the evacuation of students in all of the district's buildings for a little over an hour and a half. Superintendent Mark Hopkins issued a statement Tuesday saying that the AHST community schools were evacuated late Tuesday morning due to a bomb threat, and at the time law enforcement was called to ensure the building was safe. It was determined that the buildings were completely safe and the incident was a hoax. And at no time was any student in harm's way, and any future incidents of this nature will be handled with consultation and advice from law enforcement. Hopkins went on to say that unfortunately incidents of this nature do occur, but he commended the AHST staff and students for, quote, handling the situation extremely well. Hopkins said that classes will resume today as usual. The superintendent said that the AHST community schools thanks all the parents and community members for their cooperation and understanding. Now, according to authorities, a note indicating bombs were placed in a lunchroom was found in a bathroom at around 11:40 a.m., but the note didn't specify which lunchroom. As a precaution, authorities evacuated both the high school and the elementary school. A bomb squad of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office searched the buildings, and the students were allowed to return to their classrooms at around 1:30 p.m. The incident remains under investigation, and authorities say there are suspects or a suspect, but they declined to release any further information. It's the first reported bomb threat in the AHST school district in at least 9 years. An Adams County woman received a rude awakening after she fell asleep at the wheel of her car, which then entered a ditch and came to an abrupt stop against a concrete culvert. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the accident happened around 10:40 a.m. Tuesday on Highway 34. Officials say 66-year-old Carolyn Ann Fritz of Corning was traveling west on the highway in a 1999 Dodge Neon when she fell asleep. The car traveled about 120 yards while in the north ditch before hitting a concrete culvert and sustaining disabling damage. There were no citations issued at the time of the crash. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County say an Audubon man was arrested Tuesday morning on a drug-related warrant. 47-year-old Roger Lee Bates was taken into custody at around 9:30 a.m. on a warrant charging him with possession of drug paraphernalia and gathering where drugs are used. The charges are the result of an investigation into an incident which occurred on April 19th at a residence on Washington Street in Audubon. Bates appeared before the magistrate and was released. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department was assisted in their investigation by officers with the Audubon Police Department. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said that a Red Oak man was arrested Tuesday afternoon. 55-year-old James Anthony Pionte of Red Oak was taken into custody on a warrant for violation of his probation on an original charge of indecent contact with a child. Pionte was being held in the Montgomery County Jail awaiting transport to Pottawatomie County. News time is 7:12.
With advancements in equipment technology, today it's more important than ever to have a farm equipment dealer with good service. This is Chris from Lindemann Tractor, and I believe that our service department is a big part of what's selling our equipment. We have the best combine mechanics anywhere, as well as a whole crew of great tractor technicians. And when it comes to service for planters, I'd put our planter mechanics up against anybody. Just ask some of our customers. They've had years working with our techs. They trust them and value their opinions. In fact, sometimes the sales team is the second contact when our customers are ready to make a move in their equipment lineup. They talk to their mechanic first, get their opinion on whether or not the time is right for the piece of equipment to be upgraded. Then they come see us. And when it comes to crunch time, we have the best service manager around. Mac can get up to 50 calls a day and point to techs in different directions, and together they get it all done. At Lindemann Tractor, you're not only getting a dealership with great equipment, you're getting the best service to go with it. Lindemann Tractor in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, Irma W. Haflinger, age 100 of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Irma Haflinger will be held today at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Mary Paolosi, age 86 of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Paolosi will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mabel Hobbs, age 89 of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial services for Mabel Hobbs will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Connie Jean Johnson, age 53 of Brayton, died Sunday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Connie Johnson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Calvin Cal Steffen, age 88 of Griswold, died Sunday at the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Cal Steffen will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Clifford Bax, age 79 of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Clifford Bax are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Larry Childress, age 70 of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Larry Childress are currently pending with the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. And Vicki Sue Wingett, age 61 of Dexter, died Friday. The family of Vicki Wingett will hold a gathering for her at a later date. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is assisting the family with arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.